Up next, we'll be chatting with Anne Abbott from the Strzelecki Koala Action Team, a volunteer collective of Friends of the Earth Melbourne. Anne will be sharing more about the first ever Koalathon event that's coming up this Sunday. Good morning, Anne. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm very well. Thank you. Thanks for having us on the show.
Yeah, thanks for coming all the way down so early in the morning, joining us. Yeah. Obviously, our first ever Koalathon. I've never heard of it before, so it's incredible. Tell us more about the event this Sunday.
Okay, well, people can be sponsored to walk, run or ride a bike along Gardners Creek Trail between sort of Basil Street at Malvern East and Patterson's Reserve at Hawthorne, just next to the Hawthorne Velodrome. Yeah. So they can be sponsored to raise money and awareness to help save our koalas from extinction.
Yeah, exactly. And could you tell us more? It's not just any koala, right? We are specifically talking about the Strzelecki koalas. Why are they particularly important to protect?
Well, the Strzelecki koalas are the only remaining genetically diverse koalas we have in the southern parts of Australia.
Yeah.
There's only about 2,000 left. They are thought to hail from Morwell area.
Okay,
Using genetic studies.
Yeah.
So these are the original stock, the population that wasn't hunted out. So very sadly, about 100 years ago, we almost made koalas extinct across the whole country through hunting them for their skins and selling the skins overseas. And that happened across the whole country that we're hunting them. And they saved a few animals, just a handful of animals, to the islands like French Island, Phillip Island.
Yes,
and bred them up and reintroduced them.
Yeah.
But because all of those animals are just derived from a few animals, they have genetically...
Limitations,
they have the same genes, basically.
Yes,
so
exactly.
If a threat comes along and knocks off one, they're all likely to go.
Yeah.
So genetic diversity is the key to survival of a species.
Yes.
So that's why the Strzelecki koala is so important.
Yeah,
and at the moment, it has hardly any protected habitat. And it's not specifically protected under any Australian laws.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously part of the work that SCET does is campaigning for these protection for certain spaces. Could you speak more about that, perhaps? What are some of these forests and parks that you guys are asking for?
There's a reserve that the group has been campaigning for quite a while, Brattleong. There's a state forest park there that's finally being handed over fairly soon.
That's great.
A much larger park now we would like to establish or reserve is at Mullandung State Forest, because this is a hot spot for the Strzelecki koalas. We estimate that there's about 500 animals in there.
Wow.
And this area might be the only remaining stretch of land that's big enough and suitable enough to sustain this population into the future.
Okay, incredible. And obviously the Koalathon fundraiser this Sunday contributes towards that work that SCET is doing as well.
So the money would be used to help continue the surveys in the area.
Yeah.
Also on Wonwon State Forest to work out how many koalas there are, confirm their genetic diversity and where they are.
Yeah.
But other things that we're doing as well, including scientific reports so that we can actually formalise the raw data that we collect through surveys, and lobbying the governments and community events. There's also a koala map that needs maintaining.
I saw that. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah.
What has the support been like for, obviously not just the event, but just for the cause in general? Are you finding that, are you getting traction? What do you need more from, I guess, like not just governments, but the community really?
Oh, well, this event is new.
Yeah.
I would like to have more participants for this event. That'd be great. More sponsors. So people can go to the SCAT website and find out more.
Yeah.
There's also a Koalathon website. So if you just look up Koalathon, you'll find it.
Absolutely. And we'll put that in the website links as well.
But we're hoping it's going to be annual and same place in terms of Melbourne City, but then we want to alternate it every year with where the koalas actually are.
Okay.
So next year, for example, we're heading for the rail trail around Foster.
That would be incredible,
Fish Creek, somewhere around there.
That would be good. Mm. And like maybe actually seeing the koalas will also inspire people.
That's right. You can see the Strzelecki koalas on that one.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Yeah, that's great. I guess obviously – the Strzelecki koalas are very important and significant to our environment. But I believe that this cause is also quite personal to you as well. It is a legacy work that you would like to continue. Would you like to share more about that as well, Anne?
So I've been involved with the SCAT group for nearly 3 years now. But tragically, about 1.5 years ago, our 22-year-old son was killed in a ute rollover accident on a farm near Yay. It's very hilly out there. So he was the front passenger, and they just didn't realise the dangers of driving across a hill, even when it's even very slowly.
Yeah.
Because what happened in the end, they were going to follow the track around this hill, but because there were cattle at the top of the track, they went left of the hill, which meant they were off the track higher up the hill. Yeah. And it was very slippery. So as they were inching back to the track, they were only about 1.2 metres above it, and they just slid, rolled and hit trees.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
So, so those guys were great, and we really missed them. But to build on their legacy, we've actually got a specific campaign to help get Mullandung up and going as a reserve.
And
this is a legacy not only for them, but also for anyone else who gets involved.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's incredible. And what a great cause, you know, off the land, on the land, and obviously something that means a lot to you both as well.
Because if you save the land, the habitat, you're actually saving lots of other animals as well.
It's absolutely, not just the koala. Yeah, it's all connected, isn't it? Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, and that's the beauty of it. There's still so much that we don't know, right? Yes. In preserving it, we don't actually, we don't know the scale about the impact we might have, but it could only be a good thing, essentially.
And we're preserving it for ourselves because it's the natural world, and it's
exactly.
Very
we
refreshing.
Benefit from it very
we
much
need
as well.
That.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. I think you are also, as you shared with me, you're also an academic and a neurologist. Yes. Obviously, quite a different field from, you know, environmental justice and fighting for the koalas. What brought you into this work? Like, why do you think it's important for people to get involved in grassroots community efforts, you know, to protect all of our community, like we were saying, you know, whether human or flora or fauna?
Well, being an academic, doing research, it's a lot of computer work. My area is stroke prevention and actually addressing unnecessary procedures that people do on the carotid artery, the main brain artery, to reduce stroke risk. Whereas now the main focus should be on healthy lifestyles and appropriate medication, because that's much more effective at reducing your risk of stroke.
Yeah.
But all of that was quite heavy. Like it's the computer work. It's also fighting against people who want to continue the status quo because they're making a lot of money out of it.
Yeah.
And I needed an outlet. So I wanted to go out into nature.
Yeah.
I'd heard that nature was in trouble.
You heard the call? Yeah.
I wanted to find out more.
Yeah.
And I was really surprised at what's been going on. I had no idea that koalas were almost extinct 100 years ago, for example.
Yeah.
And they're just hanging on now. So they really need our support once again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, look, you clearly have a reach and story live, and we could probably sit here and chat all day about all the many things that you do and you do for the community. So thank you very much, Anne. But yeah, I guess, is there anything you like to tell our listeners, like a little final plug to kind of get involved with, you know, be it the Strzelecki Koala Action Team or the Friends of the Earth Melbourne?
Well, our wildlife in general is facing extinction again. We're systematically not knocking them off through habitat destruction, what that brings, climate change, road deaths, dogs, feral animals.
And
everyone can play a part in reversing that.
Absolutely.
Just very simple things like slowing down. Don't go at 100 in country zones where the animals are.
True.
It's dangerous for you.
We are sharing that space, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, we forget
especially
that.
Between dawn and dusk, which is when they're out.
True. Absolutely. Well, thank you. Well, thank you very much, Anne, for your time. That was Anne Abbott from Friends of the Earth Melbourne speaking about the plight of the Strzelecki koalas and the Koalathon event this Sunday to raise funds for the good work that the SCAT Collective does. For more information on the event, you can visit the Koalathon website, which is koalathon.raiseleesite.com, and we will also have the link up on www.tracyr.org.au/Tuesday Breakfast.